Welcome to the Under the Capes podcast, your geek business guide. I'm going under the capes of bloggers, cosplayers, gamers, and other entrepreneurs to learn how they've built a following around doing what they love. I'm your host, Tim Luty, and today we're going under the cape of Nerd Chronic. How's it going, entrepreneurs? Hope everyone had a great weekend. I'm still recovering from Comic-Con, even though it's been over a week since we got back now. It still seems like just everything, all the news that came out of there and all the stuff that we brought back is still scattered everywhere around my house. So definitely still feeling in post-Comic-Con mode. My guest this week was actually out there. We weren't able to meet up while we were out there, but my guest this week is Nerd Chronic. So Nerd Chronic is Cam, Eric, Drew, and also their reoccurring guests, Jorge and Joe, and Luis handles their sound. So the Nerd Chronic Nerdcast covers all kinds of nerdy topics from video games to movies to TV shows, comic books. They've got some really entertaining episodes like, the 10 worst superpowers, or an episode where they discuss the future of the Marvel Universe, recasting the X-Men, diversity in comics. They choose a different topic every episode and cover it in a really in-depth and entertaining way. So I would definitely check out the podcast. They launched just recently in May, and they've already got 20 episodes up, and they're cranking along, and they've put together, in a short time, they've put together a really strong brand and a great following. And in this episode, I talk about, you know, how they've done that in a short time, how they've used the resources of their team to create a really high quality product. And the future plans, they're definitely going to be growing the brand in some really exciting ways. And we cover all of that in this episode and more. So let's dive right in. Okay, I'm now joined by Cam and Eric from Nerd Chronic. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having us, Tim. How are you having us? Good to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about your origin story, how Nerd Chronic got started?
Well, Eric and I have been friends for a little while now, and we actually met through a mutual friend who was, he was watching Naruto, right? And he was doing a marathon.
Yeah, that's how we met, through our friend who was trying to catch up on Naruto.
And we both had episodes that we wanted to watch with him. So from there was a couple other friends that I had, and I always kind of wanted to create like a community, and none of these guys really knew each other. I mean, like Eric and Lewis were friends, but Joe and Drew and the other people, they weren't like the same group of friends. And so I set up like a text message, and I sent it out to everybody, and I was like, hey guys, I kind of want to do this thing where, you know, let's create something nerdy, something that we all love, and see what happens. Let's go grab a drink or something. And everybody showed up, and I kind of told them what I wanted to do, which was originally like kind of like an aggregate news site. And everybody was like, that sounds like a lot of work. And Eric suggested, well, why don't we do a podcast? And I was like, all right, sure, let's do that instead.
And has that been less work than you expected or more?
No, it's a lot of work too, actually.
Yeah. I think we divvied it up pretty evenly, though, between at least me and Cam. We, I think, handled the brunt of it, and it's been pretty strenuous in some areas, but for the most part, I think it's kind of what we expected getting into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not what I thought it would be, where it's, you know, we're going to have these conversations anyway, and, you know, let's record them and see what happens. It's not just sitting down and having conversation. There is, like, some prep that we put into every episode, and you know, without that, it ends up being, I don't know if you've listened to some of our earlier episodes, but they're not as strong as the stuff that we've put out more recently.
Yeah, definitely cool to see the improvement over time.
Yeah,
it's good to hear.
Luckily, we've got Lewis here. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
So it's good to hear that someone can agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got Lewis here who does all of our sound for us, and he's really good at all of this stuff, so... It's a great value added to the team here.
Yeah, so you guys do definitely put a lot of thought into making it sound good. What's your process for that?
For the audio?
Yep.
That's Lewis. I have no idea what the process is actually.
Yeah. Lewis is my longtime friend. We've known each other since we were in grade school, and we moved to LA together after we graduated from high school. And we've been living with each other for the last, I think, 4 or 5 years, maybe. And he's an audio engineer. He's gone to school for sound design, audio engineering, even film work. And when we got started with this, he was the obvious choice as to who we would turn to kind of capture our audio in a professional way.
And so since then, he's kind of willing to do it.
Yeah. So since then, he's been handling everything. He's our producer and audio engineer for the whole thing, and he's done a really great job so far with everything. We don't pay him anything except for meals, so we're very appreciative of all his work that he does for us.
Yeah, it's a friends with benefits situation.
Yeah,
yeah, and I think that's definitely the biggest thing. Like when I'm listening to a podcast, if the audio is bad, it's kind of, it doesn't matter what they're talking about. That's kind of a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Definitely.
So we were lucky in that we had Lewis here to take care of all of that for us.
Yeah, Lewis will definitely not cut corners when it comes to audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, any tips for making it better? Because I know you guys usually record together, right? Yeah. Like in the same room?
Yeah, luckily we live fairly close enough to afford that luxury, but eventually we're going to try moving to Skype, you know, like now, when we try to stay topical and do it weekly. Lewis, I think, for the most part, just has the benefit of really good equipment that he's acquired over the years of his work in the audio industry. And, I mean, also the know-how and the just technical experience of being able to clean up any of our messes as we're recording live.
Yeah, like he's got everything from mics to headphones to all of the editing software. And I mean, he does this as a living. So like he has all the professional equipment that he would want to use and put out a quality product. And we get the benefit of being able to use that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone ever wants a consultation, maybe we can arrange that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. For all the listeners who might want to start this and get some really good audio.
Yeah, and how do you guys how has it worked so far doing it live, like together, schedule wise? Has it been difficult to get together every time, or
we have hiccups here and there, but you know, for the most part, we'll shoot out a text message saying that this is the day that we're getting together. Typically, we'll have myself, Drew, and Eric, and we'll let the other guys know whose schedules are a little bit less flexible as soon as we can. And then it's just whoever shows up, you know?
Yeah. I think mostly
we try to plan it out.
Yeah, mostly we're dancing around holidays and, you know, family trips and personal matters. But usually we try to stick to a pretty easy schedule of meeting every week or 2 weeks or so and knocking out a couple of episodes that we know we'll have ready. And for the most part, we try to stay as topical as we can, but we also know that we might be lagging behind a bit in news and things like that, so it's always a juggle of what we can accommodate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think your show works out well for that, because it's not, I mean, you do definitely include some news, but it's more just like topics or like arguments sometimes, just about random stuff that's kind of timeless.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the things that we wanted to do, is that when we started meeting with each other, we just thought like, well, we have these conversations where we kind of just talk for, you know, 4 hours anyways, we can try to be productive and turn it into a show. And then from there, I think the one thing we really tried to just start up as doing right away were movie reviews, of course, because that's something we like to do right away anyways with each other through text or phone calls or whatever. The hardest part of that, though, is just now we restrain ourselves from speaking with each other right after we see a movie.
Talk to each other.
Yeah. So we can have all our thoughts fresh when we speak on the podcast.
Yeah. So yeah, how do you guys kind of plan out like what you're going to talk about and what's like when you're doing a movie review? Is there a lot of planning ahead of time, or is it just kind of,
you know, the movie,
get started? And
yeah, the movie reviews are actually the least planned out, because we kind of have like we'll kind of like make some notes on like I like this, I like that, whatever. But we kind of keep it to the standard, like we'll do the non-spoiler section, then we'll go into what we liked, what we didn't like, and then we'll like riff for a little bit, and that'll be the episode. It's those are the, I don't know, Eric, wouldn't you say they're like the least planned out?
To an extent. I mean, Cam made a schedule on our website where he listed all the movies that we're pretty excited to see in the year, and we kind of just follow that as far as, okay, this movie will be out in 2 weeks, so let's plan to, you know, meet right after that so we can record and get the review episode out for that pretty much immediately. And from there, the actual structure of the episode is pretty easy going. You know, we do what most other podcasts do. We speak on through non-spoiler discussion, so no one has to worry about being spoiled in the first half of the episode. And then we get into spoilers, and it's pretty easy going. For the most part, it's just a casual conversation that we would usually have anyways.
Yeah, true. But as far as like the other episodes, I think the Game of Thrones was like the first, like the most mapped out. That took a lot of that took a long time to kind of like figure out exactly what we're going to talk about, and had to cram a lot in right in the very beginning.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, like it's about, you know, making like the points that, like making note of the points that you want to make during the episode, and just kind of like letting the show kind of go where it's going to go. Me and Eric will probably plan out a little bit more, and Drew will come in and just kind of like off the cuff, which is always nice to kind of get that fresh take. Except there's times where I've written something down that I wanted to say, and then Drew will get there first. And I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. Still makes for a good show.
Yeah, because a lot of your episodes are those great, just like discussions, like the dumbest powers in comic book history, or like recasting the X-Men and stuff. So what's the planning like for those?
We just kind of come up with an idea that we're like, this might be funny, should we do this? And then, I mean, like the conversation will typically start off with me and Eric texting back and forth and maybe arguing a point here or there, or why this might be good or why it might be bad. And then when we kind of come to an agreement, we open it up to the rest of the group and let them know that we're doing this, give them a little heads up, and then we'll kind of map it out from there and see what we're doing. We can always count on Drew and Joe to be pretty entertaining as well, so we don't really have to give them too much heads up. And all of us kind of inherently, like, we grew up on this stuff, so we don't really have to sit there and do a ton of research. It's more of just like a refresher every time we go into doing a specific episode. So It's good in that. I mean, we're fortunate in having like a deep passion for the stuff that we're actually talking about.
Yeah, I think the hardest part for just planning these things out is just that we have to be aware of some ideas that we maybe don't want to include. So Cam and I will bounce back and forth a couple of ideas, think like, oh, maybe that'll work for an episode. But then we think, oh, well, there might not be enough information there to kind of like carry the whole thing. And so we sometimes end up just having like a 15-minute conversation on the phone where we're like, express all our thoughts. And we're like, oh, okay, well, never mind. We just kind of went through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other, so you guys started this in May, so you're still relatively new.
Yeah.
But I noticed you guys have a lot of like reviews on iTunes, and you've already started to get like some good like clout that way. How have you worked to get those?
We just bother people that we know.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of some of it is word of mouth though, which is, has been nice. We've had some really good friends who have put the effort into kind of spreading the word on this and sending it to their friends and so on. And our friend that helped us start this, the one that was trying to catch up on Naruto with us, he lives in Oregon now, and he's kind of peddling us out there a bit.
Yeah, he was actually on that episode of what did we call it, Eric? It was
Questions from the average fan.
Yeah. And that's our pal Pablo. He'll be back in August. So that was a good episode. He'll come back with more questions.
Right.
But
nice. Yeah, that was a good one for, getting the perspective of someone who's a little more, a little less go hard about comics.
Yeah. But yeah, the tangents were funny on that one too. That we didn't really that was another one that we didn't really prep for. I think on the way to recording that episode, we didn't have an episode that we knew what we were gonna do. And Eric was like, "What are we gonna do?" And I was like, "Just tell Pablo to write down questions and ask us." Yeah. And it ended up being pretty good.
Yeah, sometimes you can plan too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that is part of it. We want to have like a plan for some of the more lighthearted episodes, but we also kind of want to let it flow, just how we would normally let it flow in a conversation between friends.
Yeah.
So it's always a balance of trying to find out like what works and what kind of might hinder us a bit.
Yeah, I think for the most part, the notes that we make are, you know, like when you find yourself in an actual conversation, you're going to get those lulls where, you know, somebody's thinking about what they're trying to say next, or they're trying to remember what comic book they're referencing or film or whatever it is. And instead of having those lulls, we just kind of have all that information. Those are like the points that we're writing down and we'll bring up so that the conversation just like, you know, keeps moving at a good pace. And that's really the only difference of it. Like, we try to keep it as organic as possible. But the prep that's going into it is just to make sure that, you know, it's always going to be entertaining for us, but for the people who go out of their way to actually listen to us, we want to make sure that it remains entertaining for them as well.
Yeah, that's one of the things I noticed in the past couple weeks. I did a couple of San Diego Comic-Con episodes where I had a couple friends on and we just kind of had more of a conversation, and it was a lot more challenging than I thought, like having just a normal conversation but then also trying to stick to talking points.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think that's an issue too when we do specifically our movie reviews, is we have so much to say that we'll kind of just get into the flow of bouncing off of each other's ideas, and then when we're done we always have these residual thoughts where we're like, oh man, I totally forgot this point and that point that I wanted to make. But it always ends up being fun, and we hope the people who are listening kind of flow with us as we go through it.
Yeah, but going back to that point too, we had recorded an episode, like the first episode we ever did ended up being like a roundabout, like the subject that we started on was not the subject that we ended on, and like we looked at that afterwards and we're like, we can't use this. So that's also what goes into kind of like the prep. And Eric's actually really good about, like, me and Drew, we've known each other for years, and we actually lived together for a long time, so we watch a lot of the same stuff. We have a lot of the same humor and whatnot. And we will go off on, like, the craziest tangents, and Eric is actually really great at, like, keeping us in check. Because without that, you know, one guy saying, all right, but, you know, this point right here is what we should be, like, focusing on, then it would just get into a lot more of like the strange and weird, and I don't know, maybe people might find that entertaining too, but I don't know that it would make for a great show.
Has the word of mouth been one of the best ways that you guys have kind of promoted the show, or what's worked for you there?
I think word of mouth a bit, and then also social media in general. Mm-hmm. Cam and I have split the responsibilities of social media between ourselves, so I'm usually the one posting content and Cam is the one interacting with people online, and that kind of helps, you know, ease the workload on both of us, and that helps people kind of learn, I guess, about the show. But yeah, word of mouth has also been really great just between our friends. Like I said, we've had a good amount of close friends dedicate time to actually listening to this show, and it's been meaningful to us because they then like to, you know, promote it to other people and other outlets. And I think it also benefits us to live in LA, so we have a lot of friends who are kind of buzzing around the industry and going to pretty fun locations that the show fits in, and I think that's kind of been the strongest aspect for us as far as word of mouth goes.
Yeah, and the social media too, it's like our Instagram following seems to be like it ramps up pretty well, and like it's been doing well, but like our Twitter and Facebook we haven't really been focusing on, and you know, luckily whatever Eric is posting on Instagram gets filtered through Twitter and Facebook, so we're getting like, you know, like a couple of straggler followers here and there, but kind of just trying to focus on one thing at a time, especially because we just started. But another thing that we did recently as far as like putting ourselves out there is, well, when Eric was at Comic-Con, We had business cards and he was handing them out, and you know, it's like, it's a fun little graphic on there, and it's like a quick little message on like where you can find us, where you can listen, whatnot. And we had like a bit of a spike from that. We also are about to do some YouTube stuff, so we're hoping to get some, you know, some people from there too, like maybe put like 10-minute segments up of our episodes. And then Eric is actually a really talented editor as well, and you know, he's got plans to put some fun stuff on YouTube as well. And then most recently, last week, I don't know if you're familiar with Geek Tyrant, but I reached out to them, and they have a separate site called Pod Tyrant, where they feature all of the podcasts that are kind of like, I don't know that they're in a network necessarily, but it's the ones that they feature. Mm-hmm. And I reached out to them. They were really nice. They, I guess they must have listened to the show. And after I reached out, and they said, you know, this seems cool. We'd love to add it to our list. And so for the last week and then this week, we're being featured there. And I think it's every time we put out a new episode, they'll put it out for us. So we'll see how that goes too.
Awesome. Yeah, so that'll be a good one.
Yeah.
And yeah, we connected over Instagram, because you guys have a great presence there.
Thank you.
And one of the things I stole from you that you guys do there is you post the sound clip of the episode as an Instagram video, as a little teaser.
It's not stealing, it's sharing. It's all about community. Yeah, yeah. You see something we like, that's great. Use it.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's actually something that Cam found online how to do, and that was a great idea when we figured that out, because I think, you know, for the most part, the Instagram's super fun just to share the things that we like to see, but it's also a great marketing tool for us and to kind of promote the show. So every once in a while, we'll send out a sound clip, and I think it usually gets a pretty good response, for not to toot our own horn pretty hard, but we've gotten some likes and follows from Adam Carolla, which, you know, kind of meant a lot to us just starting out.
Nice.
Yeah, we were really excited. We always snap a picture of that and send it to the group. Yeah. Like, Adam Carolla liked it again. What does this mean?
Yeah. That's the only like that matters.
Yeah. I mean, everyone all matters. The likes matter.
Everyone matters, but yeah. Adam Carolla is pretty special.
It matters more.
Yeah. Adam hasn't liked today's post yet. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. We got to reach out to him and be like, hey, did we do something wrong? But yeah, I mean, that was like a cool little moment for us, the first time we noticed that. Because, like, you know, you get like all of those, the likes, and you don't really read the names that are they're popping up on them. But that one stood out, like, the first time I saw it, and I was like, hey, is this... And then I looked him up, I was like, is this really Adam Carolla, or is it somebody who just has an account that says Adam Carolla? And I looked it up, and I was like, all right, no, this seems like the real deal. And then I told the rest of the guys, and I was like, hey, I think Adam Carolla liked this. I wanted to make sure that it was actually him before I shared that, because, you know, they'd give me shit afterwards if it wasn't.
Mission accomplished. The podcast is officially successful.
If only. But, you know, like, for us, like, the success, as far as the success is, as long as we're having a good time, and like Eric said earlier, these are conversations that we were going to be having anyway. And if recording them and putting them out there, if it gives other people, like, some sort of entertainment or gives them information that they wouldn't otherwise have gotten, then great, you know? But, like, that's success to us, you know? And, like, we're going to continue to build this. Like I said, we've started this back in May, so we are really just getting started, but we're going to continue to grow in whatever capacity we can. But as far as success, we feel like, you know, this is what we wanted to do. We're accomplishing that, and hopefully people enjoy what it is, and we'll continue to grow.
Yeah, and I think a lot of podcasts have that attitude of, you know, it's something you like doing and like talking about, whether it gets any kind of growth or not. But I think what not a lot of them do, and I think you guys definitely seem to, is start right off the bat as the idea of building a brand. So you guys seem like you're really working to, you know, you've got a... I think you have, like, you're, you know, doing a lot to get the name out there, doing a lot of different promotions. I think you have a Patreon set up too.
We do. I mean, we throw it in at the end of each of our episodes. I mean, it's great if somebody would want to, you know, give us some money for doing it or whatever, but it's not something that we, you know, want to push in people's faces. It's just, if you're interested in helping us out, you like what we're doing, then cool. Like, this is where you can help us if you'd like to. But if not for that, then, you know, listen to the show, subscribe, tell as many people as you want, you know, like that's what we're really looking for. We're trying to like spread the word of, you know, just get us out there, get us in people's ear holes, as they say. I don't know if anybody actually says that, but I say it. Get us in people's ear holes. That's the quote.
Yeah, I think more than anything than Patreon subscribers is we just want people to kind of enjoy the show and interact with us. We get that mostly from friends, but I think a real goal would be just to have people kind of chime in and like give us ideas and thoughts on what they'd like to hear on the show. Because that's kind of the biggest joy we get out of this is getting to meet new people and hear new ideas that we otherwise wouldn't. Because otherwise it'll just be us bouncing our ideas back and forth between each other. And it's nice to kind of, you know, reach out and get to hear what other people from other areas get to say and feel.
Right.
Yeah, so Eric, you just got back from San Diego Comic-Con, so you must have had some good opportunities to kind of talk with people and get an idea there, right?
Yeah, I did. I was out there for the week of Comic-Con from Wednesday to Sunday, and it was pretty busy. It was really hot. And it was a lot of networking for the most part, kind of to kind of promote the podcast. We had, I think, like Cam said, we had business cards that we had just made, which are styled in a playing card type format. So they're really fun. They're really cool. And Cam designed that, so bravo, Cam.
Oh,
and I was passing those out, but also just kind of trying to hang out with people at the same time. I wasn't trying to make it a totally professional thing. Everyone's there to have a good time. It's fun to see everyone from all walks of life come to this international event. And you have to spend a lot of time in line, sitting down in halls, walking around the floor, shoulder to shoulder with everyone. And for the most part, I think I just wanted to kind of enjoy my time, but also help promote the podcast as best as I can. And I think I accomplished that pretty well without, you know, overworking myself. Luckily, I think the biggest takeaway is that I got a lot of cool stuff that we'll be probably giving away on the podcast in the near future. Nice. Prizes and actually, not to jump ahead, but I won some pretty cool exclusive San Diego Comic-Con stuff that people won't get anywhere else, which will be nice to hand away, to give away to people.
Very cool. Yeah, was that one of the goals of going there, was to pick up some exclusives for giveaways, or what was?
Oh, definitely.
What was your main goals for the con?
The main goal, I guess, for me, Cam told me, don't overwork yourself. Like, go and have fun. The first and foremost. And but I think for me, as far as getting the word out for the podcast, was handing out cards, which was the biggest part, because Cam put a lot of effort into working on those. So I thought this is the biggest opportunity we have to kind of hand those out to people physically and get the word out. And I did, like a lot of people picked them up and they had a pretty good response. But as far as, collecting stuff, I did want to get my hands on some exclusives, and I was able to do that without, you know, breaking the bank, without having to spend, you know, $500 on buying all the exclusives. I was able to grab some nice free giveaways and some nice prizes through boosts and contests.
Nice. Yeah, I'll admit I didn't do as good a job as you probably on handing out the business cards and kind of promoting the podcast. It's a tough week in general. So adding that promotion aspect, I didn't do as good a job as you.
I hope I did a good job.
You know, one thing that I learned from listening to your podcast, one of your guests said, and I can't remember which one, but they said that they would hand a business card to a cosplayer and then say, hey, I'm going to take this picture. If you like it, you know, like come over to our website and then contact us and we'll print you a picture. And that was like a great way for him to kind of like get his website and like whatever other brand. I forget which guest it was that said that. But
yeah, I think it was Geeks Worldwide that said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And that was, I actually haven't told this to Eric, so it's news to him. But Eric, you should probably start doing that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that now that I'm back.
Yeah. But yeah, there's always some really good tips on your episodes, and that's kind of why I enjoy listening to them, because you know we are just starting up, and it's actually really cool to be able to listen to a podcast that is contacting, you know, all these other brands, and they're willing to give their tips on how they got bigger and, like, you know, what they were doing, what was successful, what was not so successful. And, you know, I mean, for anybody, I'm sure anybody who listens to your podcast already is aware of this, but, you know, for anybody trying to build a brand, it's a great podcast to listen to. So kudos to you.
Oh,
I mean, it was a great idea to start it, and, you know, you're doing a good job continuing it.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, people are... when I first started, I quickly realized that everyone is super helpful in this kind of community. Like, I thought, almost everybody that I've reached out to has been like, yeah, I'd love to come on. Like, everyone is always looking to share tips and kind of help new people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's something we want to get to in the near future as well, especially since some of the big shows are coming back. You know, I think we're all pretty excited for Stranger Things in the fall. We wanted to reach out to some other podcasters and YouTubers to kind of come on and share their thoughts, you know, just kind of building that network of people that we can meet and, you know, have fun with. And that's definitely something that we want to try out in the near future. So if anyone ever wants to come in, chime on, like, feel free to contact us.
Yeah, absolutely. And you too. I mean, if you want to be on an episode, if you've got an idea that you want to talk about and just be, you know, stupid idiots with us and hash it out, we enjoy doing that stuff. So, you know, you're always welcome to come on. And we know how to use Skype now, thanks to you.
Yeah.
There we go. I'm game. Yeah, it'd be nice to just talk random comic stuff sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and what are the other future plans for Nerd Chronic?
As far as the future, you know, like, we're kind of just picturing things as it goes. I mean, we all have, like, 9-to-5 jobs, so the stuff that we do for this does occupy a lot of our free time, and, you know, the weekends especially, and there's only so much that you can get done in that time. But as far as the future, like I said, like, Lewis is a sound engineer, and he's really good at it. Eric is a really good video editor. Drew is actually, he works for a studio. And Joe is an actor, and I write. And it's kind of like we all do different things, but we all kind of have the same passion for this type of material, and we all bring different things to the table. So we all kind of have our individual goals, and we're all willing to put the work into making this the brand that, you know, it can be in the future. We have plans for, like, you know, like other shows and other, you know, videos on YouTube and whatnot. I don't want to get too much into it just because I feel like we might shoot ourselves in the foot. We are just starting out. I don't know where we're going to end up. And I don't want to say, well, we're doing all this, and wait till you see us 5 years from now. And 5 years from now, I'm living out on the street because I wasted all my money doing this. You know what I mean?
I'll still be
doing the podcast, though, live from the street.
Yeah, I think YouTube is probably the next big venture that we're going to try out, getting some videos and visual stuff up that we can share with everyone.
Yeah. I think Eric's working on the Comic-Con highlights, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be out.
That'll be great. Yeah. YouTube, it seems like a lot of the podcasts I listen to will film and then put it up on YouTube as well, which that seems like a great way to get a new audience.
Yeah. And part of that is also, like, through iTunes, and I don't know about Stitcher and the other ones. Another thing we did is we kind of just threw spaghetti at the wall and kind of put ourselves on every platform that we could. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play being the biggest ones, but we're out there on other stuff, except for SoundCloud. We have a couple episodes on SoundCloud, but we never pursued that. But as far as I lost my thought. What was I saying? the YouTube. Oh, yeah. So the YouTube is actually great for, you can actually search tags, and in iTunes you can't do that. And that's I think another reason why, what we've learned, that a lot of podcasters put out their material on YouTube, and it's because it's just easily searchable, and, you know, a lot of people get their new listeners regularly from putting up their stuff on YouTube. So, I mean, it's definitely something, if you're doing a podcast, you should look into doing, because it just makes it easier to search and find you.
Yeah, when I was submitting my podcast stream to like iTunes, Stitcher, Google, I did like a couple dozen of just the like anyone I could find. Yeah. And I still ended up getting one of my buddies, like day one, was like, "Oh, you're not on Castbox or something, huh?"
There's a lot of obscure ones out there. I mean, even my brother told me, "Oh, I downloaded this app and then I added your RSS feed." And I was like, "How do you have access to my RSS feed? Like, I don't." Yeah. How did you do that? But yeah, I mean, there's so many out there. There's no sense in trying to be on everything just because, you know, some of them are so obscure. And a lot of them will actually pick you up from the bigger ones. Like, there's a couple that I put us on, and just to find out that we were already picked up on there through Google Play or Stitcher or iTunes already. So, you know, it's good to, like, you know, get yourself out there as much as possible. But if you are looking to get new listeners or whatever, I would say YouTube is a great way to do that. And you know, like, also just kind of find yourself like a community that would is willing to kind of like spread that word too, because word of mouth just seems to be the best way to get your name out, as far as we've seen. And again, we're new at this. We may not know what we're talking about. There could be some way out there that we have not stumbled upon yet, and if we do, we'll let you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even as new as you are, you guys seem really well organized. And I know you mentioned that you've got a first episode that was a little less organized and kind of...
Yeah.
Is that the one that ended up getting posted, or is that one in the vault somewhere, never to be seen?
Yeah. We have posted a couple that we are not proud of, but that first one, that was just a mess, and I don't know, we should listen to it sometime, see if we've actually improved from that.
Yeah,
or not.
It was a lot of fun to record because it was just us having a conversation, but you know, 30 minutes in, we realized, okay, we're totally off topic now, we should kind of restructure.
Yeah, find a way to stay on point.
And is it just the one episode that ended up in the vault, or what was...
Yeah, I think so.
What was the first piece of content creation like?
I think there was just the one that we recorded first as like a trial run that kind of got stuck in the vault. And then after that, we did another episode really quickly, I think the same day actually, which ended up being our first episode, or maybe our second episode, which was...
No, I think it's our Star Wars episode.
Theories. Yeah, our third episode. Okay, it was Star Wars Theories.
We were not really happy with the way that it came out, so we're like, let's put out a couple episodes that we know are decent, and we'll put this out as our third. So that way, you know, anybody who's listened to us, and then they get to that third episode, if they like what they've heard prior, and this one they don't really feel, maybe they'll just continue to give us a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you definitely want the first one to be strong, because that one seems to get the most listens.
Yeah, it's always either the most recent one that you've put out or the very first episode. I guess some people will just click on, I guess, however it stacks in their order.
Yeah, which is, it's a little tough because it's always like everyone's first episode is almost always their worst.
Yeah,
I mean, I had a great guest on my first episode, but on my own side of things, I was definitely very inexperienced the whole process.
Yeah. Laptops on fire.
Yeah, I think when I think for one solid thing that helps us out a lot though is the movie reviews, because people kind of look at that and they come in, they look at the episode, the channel, and they see like, okay, there's a Spider-Man review. I really like Spider-Man and I want to hear their thoughts on that, and it's a pretty easy gateway into the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's a good start because people kind of know what to expect.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. We're gonna branching out and gonna start doing a little bit more TV stuff. I think the only one we've done, I think, is Game of Thrones, but we have plans to do Stranger Things, and there's another. I think we're gonna do an episode on adult cartoons.
Yeah,
I mean, adult cartoons.
some anime.
Yeah. Branching into a different different market there.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking like Rick and Morty and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Yeah. Definitely want to do some anime shows that we are looking forward to that are probably coming back later this year.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, we feel like we focused on a lot of comic books and movies. We definitely want to kind of focus more on video games and TV shows a bit more in the near future, just because those are harder to keep up with, I think, for most people. To be up to date with each episode by episode, and for us to be finished, you know, a whole season at the same time with each other. I think that's something we're going to try and put the effort into making in the next couple of months.
Yeah, and I think part of the reason why we were so much on the comic books and movies is we started this right around summer blockbuster when all the comic book movies were coming out. So, I mean, for a while it did seem like every other week we were putting out another movie review, and which at the same time they're great, but, you know, it could feel like, do these guys only do movie reviews? You know what I mean? So it's kind of nice that the summer is winding down. We're getting less of these films. As much as I love these films, and I'd love for them to be year-round, but, you know, it'd be nice to kind of branch out and do some episodes that are a little bit more off the cuff and not a review of something.
Yeah, and that'll work out well because as the movies end, the TV shows start to ramp up a little bit more.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
perfect time. And I appreciated your Game of Thrones recap episode that helped me get set for the premiere a couple weeks ago.
Oh, good,
that's awesome. Yeah, we weren't sure if it was actually helping anybody or not.
Yeah, we talked about that. Cam wanted to do a recap in 2 minutes, I think, and I told him, like, I don't know if you're going to be able to do it in 2 minutes. He's like, oh, I can try it. And once he did it, it ended up being, I think, 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I realized too late that he had just practiced it in his head and not out loud.
Yeah, my brother actually contacted me after that episode, too. And he was like, it was funny, but I didn't really catch it all. Was it supposed to be funny? And I was like, yeah, sure. Let's just say it was supposed to be funny.
Yeah, I hope you didn't mean it as a useful recap, because I didn't. I think I was more lost at the end of it, if anything.
I was thinking about, and I asked the guys, I was like, should I like actually post up the stuff that I actually said in that segment? Because it is literally everything that happens in season 6. But it was also kind of funny where, you know, so much happens in that show that it's hard to kind of condense it into just bullet points and get it out in a quick manner. So. But, I mean, it's a great show. There's a reason why it's been on for so long and why we would feel that, you know, our first TV episode, let's make sure that it's a good one with Game of Thrones and whatnot. So,
yeah. Yeah, that episode's a good representation of what you were talking about earlier, how you all kind of have different backgrounds and kind of thoughts, because I don't read the books either, and I know a couple of you didn't either, and a couple of you did, so those different viewpoints was useful for me, and it was definitely made it more interesting.
Yeah,
I think that's,
well, I'm glad.
Yeah, that is something that helps us out, is that we all kind of have different levels of expertise in these things. You know, Cam enjoys video games, but he hasn't played a video game in a good long while.
Yeah.
And me and Drew kind of actively play video games, and Cam.
Yeah. And Joe Drew, plays a lot of them too.
Yeah, Cam and Drew actively keep up on comics and manga, and I don't follow them as heavily as I used to, and you know, so on. So we all kind of lift each other up in different areas.
Yeah, we're like a weird nerdy pyramid.
Awesome. Well, yeah, guys, I don't want to keep you too much longer. This has been awesome. Do you have one piece of advice for someone just starting out building a geek brand?
Talk with us, and we'll build each other up. No, really though, it's connecting with others is kind of, I think, the biggest thing that will help you. Connecting with fans and also people who want to do the same thing, like-minded people, because no one can do this work alone. I think that's what we found out through at least Cam and I and the others, and Lewis, of course, is that everyone has something to offer one another, and I think being able to lend yourself and ask for help once in a while will, you know, definitely benefit the overall production value of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, like have a support team that is all kind of passionate about the same thing. And I would also say that if you're on the fence about, maybe you've wanted to start something for a long time, you're like, how do I start this? What do I do? Whatever. I think one piece of advice would be just do it. Because there's been so many times that, you know, we've talked about doing stuff, whether it's stuff that you write or like videos or films that you're putting together or a podcast or whatever it is that you're passionate about. If you're passionate about it, just start doing it, because there's going to be a learning curve. You're going to get better at it over time. Put it out there. Let people see what you're doing, because you're going to get feedback whether you want it or not. And it's going to make you better. And if you're not doing it, then, you know, you're just going to be sitting there and wondering, I wonder what would have happened had I done it. So just do it, I guess. I mean, Nike, don't sue me for saying that, but, you know, just do it.
Yeah, that's great advice. I think, yeah, you guys definitely, it's been great having you as someone to learn from as well. And just other people, you know, every time you see someone new starting out, it kind of reaffirms, like, yeah, I could start something.
Yeah.
That's good.
If you want to do it, do it. Understand that there's work. Like, if you're passionate about this, don't think that it's all going to fall together and, you know, I love this stuff, so I'm going to do it. Like, don't do it just because you think it's a cool idea. First of all, like, love it and then do it. Because if you're just doing it, then, you know, you're going to waste your time. You're gonna give up on it. But yeah, it is work. It's not just going to all fall together. But if it's something you want to do, get out there and do it.
Awesome. All right, guys. This has been great. Where can people go to listen to you guys and follow you and learn more about you?
Well, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. You can search Nerd Chronic. I believe that's two words. NERD space CHRONIC. It's no drug relation, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's more of like you have a chronic illness for this nerdy stuff that we're passionate enough about.
Cam made a good call. Claiming that name, though, because it's pretty unique and original. We haven't really run into any confliction with other people having a similar name, but that was a concern at the beginning that we would be associated with drug use or marijuana use.
It was also about social real estate. Like, I wanted to get something that kind of flowed off the tongue, but we could also get the domains and the usernames on all of the social networks out there. But, I mean, so that's the other thing. You can find us at the social networks of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Nerd Chronic. That's one word. We're at Gmail, at thenerdchronic@gmail.com. We have a domain at nerdchronic.com. You can check us out. I mean, we're still building it, but it's there. We have a YouTube up. If you want to check out what we've got there, we're still building that. And Eric is working on our Reddit page, so we'll have that up soon. So we're kind of just, we're anywhere that you're looking, I guess.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having us. And, that invitation's open if you want to come by.
Yeah, I'm game. And there you have it, guys, from Cam and Eric from Nerd Chronic. Really cool episode. I thought they had a lot of great insights to share. And the one that I definitely believe the most, and I think, you know, is worth highlighting again, is that idea of reaching out to other people. So a lot of my guests in the past have mentioned that they reach out to other people. And obviously, you know, the people that I have on are always willing to help other bloggers and podcasters and entrepreneurs in the community. So they all really believe in that idea of reaching out to other people, and they all see the value in it. And I think another thing that we highlighted in this episode that we've kind of touched on in the past but not really gone into too much depth is that idea of collaborating with other people. So, you know, trying to guest on other people's shows, or you know, as they try to get their YouTube channel up, they're looking to have guests on there to kind of cross promote with other shows. And that's a great way to have two different people leverage each other's audiences to kind of get to know people that you wouldn't get to know, you know, different podcasts and blogs and YouTube channels that you might not have otherwise known. by having them be featured on a site that you already enjoy following. So that's definitely a great way that other bloggers and podcasters can work together. There's also just, you know, the idea of sharing ideas and sharing information. I mentioned that it was Nerd Chronic who I learned the idea of putting video previews on my Instagram posts, and that has really helped how I promote the podcast on Instagram. And you know, from there, it's been a lot of sharing with other bloggers and podcasters about different tactics. And you know, I'm lucky that I, you know, my whole podcast is actively going out and seeking out that advice, but I think anybody can benefit from going out there, seeking that advice, looking to collaborate on other projects. And it's a great way to improve what you're putting out. And it's also a great way to reach new people through those collaborations. Despite that, the thing that I am working on this week, or that I've kind of identified in my own entrepreneur journey as a area for improvement, is going out there and reaching out to more people and being a little bit more outgoing and promoting the business. So we did just get back from San Diego Comic-Con, and it's a whirlwind of a week. And I brought business cards out there. I went to the Game of Bloggers experience, and I met a lot of awesome bloggers that and you know, other brands that I'm really looking forward to having on the show in the future. And also, I finally got to put some faces to the voices that I've gotten to talk to on past episodes. You know, as I mentioned in the recap episode, I met Aaron and Alex from the Hall H Show. I met Steve and Sully from Nerd Foo. I got to meet Tony Kim, Crazy for Comic-Con. Leonard, an Englishman in San Diego. You know, it was great meeting all of them. I've also got to meet new people that I hope to talk to soon. I didn't promote the business as much as I could have, or I hoped I would have been able to. It was just a really busy week, and that's kind of a new thing for me. This was the first live thing that I was going to talk about the podcast at. So it wasn't really my go-to thing to mention to new people or to really heavily promote. So in the next two conventions, Boston Comic-Con and New York Comic-Con, I think the schedules will be a little bit easier. I won't be running around so much, and I really hope to prioritize kind of getting the word out about the business, but also meeting a lot of new people that are creating stuff that, you know, I can hopefully have them on the show. I can hopefully learn from them, collaborate with them, and really grow the nerd network that way. So that's what I'll be working on the next couple months. Boston Comic-Con is only 2 weeks away. Yeah, that's coming up quick. So I'm also definitely looking for people who will be going to Boston Comic-Con in 2 weeks. If you're a listener, or especially if you are another geek brand and you'll be at that, please reach out and let me know. I'd love to, especially if you're a geek brand, I'd love to talk to you and, you know, potentially, you know, have you on the show, or just have a time to meet up at the con. And if you're just a casual listener, I'd also really love to meet up at the con and, you know, hear from you and meet more people there. So I'm really looking forward to that one, because I'm from Boston, so that's a local one for me. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So everything we discussed in this episode will be in the show notes at underthecapes.com/episode13. And be sure to give us a rating and a review on iTunes and Stitcher. Those really help out. And give us a follow and reach out on Twitter and Facebook at Under the Capes, and on Instagram at Under the Capes Podcast. Thanks, and I hope to see you next time.